want to say I'm not trying to say that if you're white, you can't complain.
Right.
I'm just saying that if you're black, you get to complain more.
Right, right.
Because you can't. There you go.
Don't tell the band that. No. Yeah.
Because you can't, that's right. You can't take people's, like, historical context away from them. And right. Everybody wants us to. Like, white people are always like, come on, it wasn't us. Like, they want black people to forget everything. Like, every year, white people add 100 years to how long ago slavery was. Yeah. I've heard educated white people say slavery was 400 years ago. No, it very wasn't. It was 140 years ago. That's two 70-year-old ladies living and dying back to back. That's how recently you could buy a guy.
I watched Kanye West's documentary on Netflix. That was a really good documentary. It was a 4-part series that showed the struggles and up to the success of his first album. Or I even want to say it went further than that. It was like the rise, it was the fall, and it was the current state. And I thought it was very well done. And in that documentary, you got to see his mom's influence on him. Not like the Kardashian mom. What is her name? Kris Jenner? Not like that. But in a very positive and powerful way. How supportive she was. How enlightening she was. It was whenever he was going through some obstacles to make it to where he is now. His mom will always be there to remind him of his greatness, of his abilities, and was his ultimate support system. And you could understand why he became the person that he is today when she died. I saw the differences, the shift in him after his mom died. And now, after watching a documentary, I understood why it impacted him so much. Fast forward to where we are today, and Kanye West has been very outspoken about a lot of things that I believe he has the right to. I think when it comes to freedom of speech, I'm a huge advocate of that. We shouldn't ban people because we don't agree on their opinions, no matter if they're misogynistic, no matter if they're racist, no matter whatever it is. But I think that sometimes when you're in a position of power like he is and influence, I think you have to be a little bit more understanding. See, like a guy like me, I could talk my shit. Like I was talking to my ex-partner and she knows that I've curtailed the way I speak to her because I had to tell her, like, look, I understand that the way I speak, the free-spirited way of being can cause people to be uncomfortable, can cause people to get in their feelings about something that they feel passionate about, where I look at it as just expressing a point of view. People take it deeper than that. And I think with Kanye, I understand him on most counts because I think at the end, he's trying to gain attention or bring a polar opposite perspective on whatever the push has been on the narrative. So for example, he started bringing out White Lives Matter t-shirts and apparel. And of course that got all the black community up in arms, and they're asking him, it's like, why are you doing that? He said, well, BLM was a scam and white lives do matter. And I could understand that point of view. I don't think that's really out of control or irrational, because I think that's where the All Lives Matter mantra came about. And again, when their BLM people are doing some stuff, some scandalous stuff with the money that was received, yeah, you can question the validity. I'm always going to say this. I believe in the idea of Black Lives Matter, which was bringing awareness of excessive abuse and lethal power being exercised by law enforcement against black people. That is just an awareness to be brought up. Now, this whole other thing about demonetizing and defunding the police, ask Portland, ask California, ask any extreme liberal city or state, that is San Francisco, that's working out for them. It isn't, because we do need law and order, especially in our American society that is full of people that at every corner were capitalistic in nature. So that means that even with the poor people, anytime they can gain an advantage to cheat the system or to rob somebody. Here in Florida, we just had a hurricane, and you have people from all parts of the state price gouging on services. I'm dealing with that right now. And you're having people that come and are stealing from homes that are abandoned. That's just the way we're built in this society. So going back to Kanye West, I understand his points of views can't be contrasting and then offend people. But I think this one in particular caught my eye, which was talking about the, I guess, going to war with the Jews and marginalizing Jews and not happy with Jews running certain industries or being in control of certain things that he's trying to be a part of. And I think when it comes to the Jews, if you do enough research, I only did a little bit, but from my understanding before I did, was that race has been through the toughest, because unlike the blacks, where we were forced to be slaves and we were forced to not be treated as an equal human, we weren't exterminated altogether like the Jews were. Like, the Jews were put in concentration camps and with the intention of exterminating the Jewish race. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that somebody out there, Holocaust, Hitler, decided that he needed to eradicate all Jews of the planet? That's a bit extreme. That's like saying, okay, I'm going to eradicate all blacks. I'm going to eradicate all Asians. Whatever race he wanted to eradicate would have gotten the business. And that's the part where I think that trying to compare yourself to the Jews, no matter if you've been black or a minority, it's a tough or to really kick them down. At the end, we're all in this together. And I just feel that what he said about going to war with Jews was totally uncalled for, because from my understanding, Jews have helped his career in the music industry to get to where he's at now. So I don't understand why you would go ahead and have such a statement being said, where in reality, like, that's been part of the culture, part of the business of music and entertainment. And so I question that, I guess, that comment of the intention in that. And I look at intention very closely when people speak. I don't necessarily look at or hear what they say. It's like, okay, what was the intent in that? And I think the intent in that message was from a place of him being frustrated and him being angry with not being able to get to where he needs to get. And because of that, he said those things. That's my opinion anyway, because why would you say that? Like, what, you're a billionaire. What have Jews done to you to cause you to be at war, right? So I think that's where we're, in my opinion, my two cents is based on that. But, you know, you also can't, because of the freedom of speech and the things that he said, it doesn't mean that you go to the extent of banning him from social media outlets, just like Alex Jones shouldn't be banned, even though he said those crazy things about the kids in Columbine was not real. I think he had a settlement for $965 million that he has to pay back. Good luck. And I'm all for people speaking whatever outrageous narrative they want to speak, and obviously have consequences for it, whether it's losing your job, whether it's having a $1 billion settlement, or... But in Kanye West's case, when he's saying that about Jews, it seems like there's been extreme measures that have been going on with them. And this is what I mean. I saw that one of the banks that he works with, JP Morgan Chase, said, hey, by next month, you got to get your money out of here. Thank you. We're not going to deal with this anti-Semitism narrative that you're talking about. So take your money and go elsewhere. And I'm saying to myself, okay, Let's just say that was the worst thing that was done. He speaks negatively about Jews, just like the councilwoman in LA spoke evil about blacks. It's like, do we see Harry Weinstein, or the guy, the director in Hollywood that was being a sexual predator for all these women for so many years? Was there any talk of his banks canceling him? How about the other guy, the main guy? What's the guy? Epstein, the guy that allegedly killed himself in prison. And he was allegedly facilitating interactions of people in power, presidents, and just a gamut of high elite people to be with underage girls in this island for many, many years. But no one took away his bank accounts. No one in the finance industry said, you know what, that is so deplorable, what you were found that you were doing, that we can no longer do business with you. No one disowned him in that sense. Money talks. So this is where I guess is not the double standard, but, you know, I was talking to somebody about this, how the always the talk within entertainment industry is that the Jews run the business. And not necessarily anymore, but they do have tentacles in it. They do have tentacles in a lot of different industries because they stick together. They help each other out. I think for me as an observationist, when I see that Asians seem to help each other and Jews seem to help each other, when it comes to the blacks, it's crabs in a barrel. I think even Spanish people is crabs in a barrel. That's my anecdotal experiences. And I say that because it seems that whenever a black person gets in power or a black person gets in a position of influence and making money, people are always questioning, how did he get to that point? And is he part of the Illuminati? Is he part of, did he, you know, he's no longer black. He doesn't even act black. And, you know, same thing with Spanish people. It's like this narrative that something's got to give for you to get in that position, because we can't strive to be in that position. That's my opinion anyway, but it doesn't mean it's accurate. And I guess what I would have liked to have seen from Kanye West is that, or at least from the people talking to him, is it's okay to feel what you feel. But I think when you're saying things as if Jews are evil, and you're praising Hitler, and you're praising, supposedly, I mean, it was a lot of different things. There were two other shows that he was supposed to be a part of and have aired, but because of the things he was saying, they weren't able to upload that show for us to watch. I know that Tucker Carlson allegedly had to edit out some things that he said that were very outrageous. I saw a TMZ person, former TMZ employee, talk about how he would say very crazy things off air, that you just sit there and scratch your head and say, well, you could only get a pass for so long. And it's crazy to see how at first with Kanye, his ego, his arrogance, his confidence, his boisterous personality was part of the act. But as time goes, it seems like he's wanted to get more and more outrageous. And because of that, you understand that, okay, you're doing this for something. This is not just for you saying just to say it. And I think it's a shame, because when you give people power, when you give people money and power, you truly see who they truly are. You get to see what it's all about. And it's supposed to change you to some extent. And I get that. I think that we would be silly to think that if we all had 100 million in our account, that we wouldn't move through the world differently. But it's also remembering where you came from. You know, the average class, the working class, the poor class, whatever class you came from. And to remember that, you know, some things that you say, especially when you're in a position of power, has consequences. I was telling that to a friend of mine. I'll leave with this, that I'm okay with anybody saying anything, as long You know, because you have to understand the intent of what was said. Was it being said for being funny? Was it just said out of a, you know, not without any deliberate intent to hurt somebody? So on and so forth. But there's got to be consequences for that, right? Sometimes people have to be held accountable for that. And also, it just depends on the spectrum of where you're at. And this is no offense to janitors, but if you're a racist janitor, if you are a racist, you know, racist librarian, okay, like that's 100% fine with me, because in your position, you're not doing anything extreme to change the landscape. But if you're a racist president, if you're a racist CEO of a company, if you are a bigoted, you know, misogynistic person that is leading the industry, then yeah, you can't have that, because it's impacting the people underneath you, and all of us underneath are trying to be more equal, are trying to, in a way, allow for inclusion and the awareness of inclusion to be at its highest since I've ever known. So I hope that for him, and I don't think Kanye's gonna care. I mean, he's a billionaire, he's gonna do what he wants. But I think when you're going after the Jews and you're saying things about a race that has been through so much, there are so many people that died because of that, and knowing how ugly that moment in human history is, especially in recent history for us, it's one where we shouldn't sneeze lightly at. I think we should hold people accountable when they're in power, when they have the influence, and because they're angry, they're saying these things that is not being sensitive to the race as a whole. I know many Jew people. You all know many Jew people. Not again, good people are good people. I don't care what religion you have. I don't know what background, what denomination. Good people are good people. And we have to do a better job of that. I hope Kanye gets awareness, or he gets back on his meds and get back on it.
And it's not like slavery ended and then everything has been amazing. Like, it just...
Oh, glad that's over.
Oh, yeah. It just ended like a clean where you don't have to wipe. Just boom. And then it's just been parades and presents ever since. You gotta remember that if you meet a black person, they have gray hair, they remember a time they weren't allowed to use a certain toilet. So give them a little, you know, time to be cranky. And by the way, white people have our own thing that we, stuff that we went through. That hurt us, that we have to cope with. Like when they took our slaves away, that was really hard for us. And we're still, so it's pretty even.